Friends, having understood his finer aspects of life insurance post-issuance of the policy, now let's focus on importance of life insurance in financial planning. When we talk about financial planning, gone are the days when life insurance policies were just bought for the sake of tax benefits. Nowadays, life insurance can be used as a very important tool for financial planning. Financial planning teaches us to save purposefully to achieve maximized returns and financial goals. This aspect becomes more significant with the non-conventional products offering the saving component along with the protection. Every individual has to do financial planning for each life cycle stage so that sufficient income is available for meeting the lifestyle expenses. Perfect investment plus an investment insurance plan can help one to achieve every dream for themselves and fellows for the near and dear ones. Most insurers offer attractive and special offers in the form of insurance coverage for your life, and they additionally help you to grow and develop your wealth through market-linked investments. Linked insurance products can build your savings systematically through investments in various funds. At the same time, it gives options to the insured to switch between the plans. By strategically incorporating life insurance into their financial plans, individuals and businesses can mitigate risk, build wealth, and create a secure future for themselves and their loved ones. Now, let's understand the different life stages of a prospect based on which the financial plan can depend upon. The childhood. Children normally do not have any income of their own, and hence the parents' guardians plan to provide for their children's future expenses and secure their children's financial position. Parents or guardians will be interested in children's insurance plans for covering the future cost and secure an economic position. In case of the young unmarried, the individual's protection needs are low and has no dependents during that period. The need to invest to earn high return gains priority, and hence the insurance investment plan such as ULIP can give them capital appreciation as well as tax benefits. If the individual is an income provider for the family, then a suitable life insurance plan would also be essential to take care of the family's protection needs. The individual may look forward to saving money towards purchasing a house, providing health insurance for parents for income protection in case of single earning member, a term life plan for both the partners if both partners are working. Especially investment and unit link plans can fetch higher returns and accumulate wealth for future in the case of both earning partners. In case of young married with children, income protection through suitable term life insurance is very important in a single income family. Once the income protection need is taken care of, other financial goals such as child investment plan can take priority. So the entire family needs to be kept in mind. If both parents are earning, a suitable individual term life plan for both partners, a child investment plan, and a family floater health insurance plan covering the couple and their children can be a good option. In case of married with older children, the couple's financial responsibility towards the children will be in respect of their higher education and marriage. As the children age, the couple should consider enhancing their health coverage. Especially for the pre-retirement phase, the entire focus is shifted towards the retirement fund and health protection, as other needs are mostly taken care of. Reviewing investments already made in the retirement fund and health coverage is also essential so that you know where your financial goals are going to be met or not. Investment for retirement, income protection, review of health cover, and planning to leave an inheritance for children would also be the goals at pre-retirement life stage. And finally, when the retirement comes, an annuity plan best suits the needs of a retired person. Annuity plans can provide a regular monthly income after retirement to cover living expenses for the rest of their lives. So, friends, having understood the importance of financial planning, having understood the different life stages, the question comes how to use insurance for financial planning. The comprehensive financial planning process should include, first of all, identifying the life goals. Once the life goals are identified, then one has to make financial goals to meet the life goals. It's not enough. One has to manage the financial goals, planning and investing for children's higher education, because as you get married, as you have children, then caring for them, investing for them also becomes essential, and are finally planning and investing for the children's marriage, older parents would also become a part of financial planning. Buying a home or a second home and repaying the home loan as early as possible should always be kept in mind, because you should not carry long-term liability for a longer period. If you have an option, repay them early and retire peacefully. Planning and investing for other goals like buying a car, taking annual family vacations, planning and investing for children, primary education, accumulating initial capital for their own business, and donating money to charity could also be certain important other goals in financial planning. Planning and setting up retirement fund to maintain the same standard of living is very, very important when regular monthly income stops. You shouldn't wait after retirement. It should start when you are actually working without compromising on anything. Then you have to think about tax and estate planning also when financial planning, because those benefits are also useful. Then most important, the risk management aspect should also be taken care of. You should prioritize risks which are important, and building a contingency and emergency fund to meet unexpected financial difficulties owing to medical contingencies, temporary job loss, etc. should also be taken care in financial planning. Now, what are the features and benefits of insurance saving products? Only then you know them and they can be used for buying them or making them as a part of life insurance. Insurance saving products provide capital appreciation or income growth. Some insurance saving products can provide guaranteed income. Some insurance saving products require a lock-in period. Some insurers can impose penalties for premature withdrawal. So all these aspects should be taken care of when buying a insurance saving product. Now, the investor should work out the risk-return relationship based on his risk appetite and risk tolerance before buying any insurance product, because we have seen insurance and risk management goes together. Modern products offer the investor the flexibility to switch from one form of investment to another based on the market conditions and the investor's preference for investment based on financial goals. So this has to be actually made use of. You shouldn't just invest and forget. It has to be reviewed, monitored, and suitable steps, timely steps have to be taken. Policies can be planned to provide funds for children's higher education, marriage, and foreign trips, tax advantages, and liquidity to distribute assets among the heirs. Pensions and annuities can supplement the retirement income, offering a steady stream of funds in later years. Now let's focus on who are the key players in the Indian life insurance market. The life insurance sector is a mix of both public and private sector players. Public sector includes Life Insurance Corporation of India, which is a dominant player in the Indian life insurance market. It has a very wide reach across the country. The private life insurance companies have more than one, and they have made significant strides in the Indian insurance market. To sum up, based on the latest IRDAI annual report 2023, total life insurance registered in India as of 31/3/24 is 26, out of which the public sector is 1 and private sector are 25. Some of the initiatives, activities undertaken by life insurance companies during 2023-24 are introduction of AI-based conversation intelligence platform using advanced NLP and machine learning to convert conversations into actionable insights. Introduction of voice analytics using artificial intelligence, again machine learning, to automate the quality evaluation of calls, assessing parameters like call center quality, customer mood, predicting customer satisfaction score, escalation flags, repeat probability, theme-based analysis, and agent performance. Implementation of underwriting co-pilot for system-driven checks in financial and medical underwriting, leveraging the AI and ML optical character recognition technologies to provide relevant suggestions and streamline decision-making processes. Crafting of engaging and relatable social media campaigns by utilizing AI-generated images that resonate with consumers. That's not all. Some initiatives include exploration of generative AI and large language models for document summarization, key point extractions, content retrieval and creation to streamline operations, as well as to reduce the manual effort. WhatsApp conversation platform driven by intelligent AI revolutionized customer interactions with instant policy issuance, automated claims processing, and personalized 24/7 support. AI-based propensity models for sales and risk management, aiding in product recommendations, efficiency in renewal collections, and minimizing fraud and early claims risk. Some more initiatives include using generative AI to analyze the customer data, to send personalized communication, analyze market trends and customer demographics, thereby enhancing customer satisfaction. Generative integration in chatbot is used to avoid manual integration of static facts. Post-issuance profile verification analytics is useful to identify the suspicious policies immediately after issuance, improving fraud detection and reducing investigation costs associated with this post-issuance profile verification. Claim fraud reduction model to flag potentially fraudulent early death claims based on risk propensity, integrated into real-time assessment process to expedite claim evaluations, enhanced fraud detection capability, also an important initiative by life insurance companies. Now let's look at the important component of life insurance marketing and sales in this chapter. Good marketing helps insurance companies find new customers, build brand trust, and ensures people know about the different insurance options. On the other hand, sales are about turning potential customers into actual policyholders. It involves talking to people, finding their needs, and helping them choose the right plan to achieve financial goals. Both marketing and sales are very important aspects for the growth and productivity of insurance company. Sales teams also help customers with documentation and continue to assist them after they buy a policy. Now let's understand the difference between insurance marketing and insurance sales. In case of insurance marketing, the focus is on brand awareness, whereas in case of insurance sales, converting the leads into policyholders is the main focus. The time frame for insurance marketing is long-term strategies, whereas in case of insurance sales, it is short-term tactics. The approach in insurance marketing is advertising traditional and digital, as well as through public relations, whereas in insurance sales, the approach is through direct personalized interactions. Insurance marketing can have one-to-many communications, whereas in insurance sales, it is one-to-one. The main goal of insurance marketing is to educate potential customers, whereas the main goal in insurance sales is to persuade the customers to finalize the products. In case of insurance marketing, the role is to attract potential customers, whereas in case of insurance sales, the role is to engage and close the sales. In case of insurance marketing, the process is market research, product development, and campaigns, whereas in case of insurance sales, is prospecting, presentations, and closing deals. The outcome in case of insurance marketing is creating interest and demand in the minds of the prospects, whereas in case of insurance sales, it is to drive revenue and customer acquisitions. When it comes to metrics, the insurance marketing is measured in terms of brand awareness, lead generation, and website traffic. Insurance sales is measured in terms of conversion rates, sales volume, and the revenue. So having understood the major basic difference between insurance marketing and sales, now let's look at the role of the agents, brokers, and distributors who are involved with marketing and selling of insurance products. Agents explain the plans and help with filling the proposal forms and offer help completing any medical examination. So agent basically acts as a direct intermediary between the insurance company and the prospects. The key functions of the agent is to promote and sell insurance products, explain policy terms and benefits, help in deciding on the best fit insurance policy of the insurer they represent, help the prospect with proposal completion process, and provide the after sales support with new insurance products, claims management, and renewals. The brokers, on the other hand, compare the plans from different insurance companies to find the best fit, because brokers have different types of insurers products in their kitty. The key functions include offering a wide range of insurance products from different insurers, then providing material impartial advice on insurance options, because they cannot just favor one insurance company. They need to compare the policy from multiple insurers and suggest the best one. As for the needs of the policyholders and prospects, they have to assist with risk assessment, also help with claims management. And finally, the distributors are like the banks and the financial companies who use their existing customers to sell insurance, it helps the insurance company reach a much larger audience. And the key functions include leveraging existing customer base to sell the insurance product, access a large potential of clients, expand the reach of insurance companies, and provide a one-stop solutions for customers' banking and insurance needs. They can also use insurance to cross-sell financial products. So friends, now we are coming to the most important unit of this chapter. Like, despite you have different types of policies, describe you have a good marketing and sales network, or even better distribution channels, but still there are challenges even in the modern context. We have seen there is a very low penetration and density of insurance in the Indian markets, and the challenges that are faced in the life insurance sector are low awareness. Many people still don't have insurance policies. New regulations is also a challenge, because insurers must follow new rules, and especially with the FDI limit possibly increasing to 100%, high competition amongst the public sector and private sector insurers. They need to innovate and maintain good service. Then there are distribution issues, especially reaching rural and semi-urban areas could be difficult. Economic factors could also be a challenge, especially the inflation, change in rates, and market ups and downs. It can affect the company's profits. However, despite the challenges, there are opportunities, because insurance is a growing market. Despite a lower penetration and density, there is a potential for growth, increase of penetration and density, and that is because of the digital growth. Insurance companies sell more policies through websites, apps, and e-commerce platforms. They are issuing personalized policies, understanding the customer's needs, and the customer can find the best fit for them based on their financial planning. They can provide improved service through tools like the chatbots and personal matches, could make the policyholder or the prospect aware about their need and get a better product fulfilling their financial goals. The Bima Trinity initiative is a wonderful concept which aims to make insurance easy to get, affordable, and more popular under one common umbrella, one-stop solution for all. Insurance for All by 2047 aims at providing insurance, both all life, health, and property, to every citizen of our country. The smart technology is being used, such as AI and machine learning, to assess risk better and speed up claims to reduce the frauds. The insurers are creating eco-friendly policies focusing on environment and social benefits. And with these opportunities, we can easily find the future trends in the life insurance sector. The insurance industry in India is changing fast due to the enhanced FDI, ease of doing insurance business policies, digital technology, market opportunities, regulatory reforms, and emerging distribution channels. It's also evolving rapidly with opportunities and challenges shaping its future. So the life insurance sector is a growing fast industries, and it has more coverage, digital sales, and strong government support. This makes it a very, very rapidly growing industry in the Indian economy. The Bima Trinity and the Insurance for All by 2047 plans will help expand insurance coverage, and more awareness will be created, and people will have more insurance, prefer to have different types of insurance cover. Increasing foreign investment expected to reach up to 100% will bring more stability, global investment, innovation, advanced technology, best practices from the globe. Life insurance companies are taking important steps to address the existing challenges, increase insurance penetration, and also provide greater financial security. So with this, we have gathered more details about the life insurance sector, and likewise we will also understand more details about the non-life and the health insurance in chapter 9 and 10. But between these chapters, we'll go into further details on life insurance itself, such as insurance contracts, insurance documentation, underwriting and pricing policies, as well as the policy servicing and claim settlements in the next few chapters. Thank you.